Now we're going to round out this conversation about victims' rights with a look at what kind of help crime victims can actually find. Susan Howley is Public Policy Director at the National Center for Victims of Crime. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So what have been the main issues with victims' rights laws in the past?
Well, up until about 2 decades ago, there were no rights for crime victims. Victims were treated basically as another part of the evidence of the crime. So really, we've seen a great development in crime victims' rights in the criminal and juvenile justice systems since that time.
Who pioneered that change?
Really, it was driven by the experience of victims and survivors themselves, like the example of Ms. Hawkins, who turned the worst event in her life into a catalyst to make a difference for other people so that other people wouldn't have to go through the same thing that she went through. That's the story of the victims' rights movement. It has been people who felt that they were so poorly treated by the criminal justice system that they had to make a difference and make sure it would be better for the next person.
How would you define victims' rights? Just, you know, what do you think victims' rights really means?
Well, at their core, they are the rights to be treated with respect and fairness by the criminal justice system. Now, what that means in practice is you have the right to be kept informed of what's going on in the case and whether the defendant has been released or escaped. You have the right to be present in the courtroom. You have the right to be heard at certain proceedings like a plea bargain proceeding or a sentencing hearing.
How common are victims' rights advocacy groups, and how often is there success? Because from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, the laws can vary widely from state to state and from municipality to municipality. So in general, do we now think that there is a structure where there are at least advocates, even if they're outside of the system?
Yes, absolutely. We have crime victim advocates everywhere across the country. And as a result of that, we really do have a basic level of crime victims' rights. It's true there's still a lot of variation between states, between jurisdictions. But right now, I would say any victim of a violent crime or any victim of a felony can expect to be treated in a certain way by the criminal justice system.
What about financial compensation? Are there laws that say that there should be certain types of compensation for certain types of crimes?
Yes, every state has a crime victim compensation program, and every state is eligible for some federal funding. The strings that go along with that federal funding have created a certain level of uniformity around crime victim compensation programs. What I mean by that is, in every state, if you are the victim of a violent crime and you've reported the crime within a certain amount of time, you have cooperated in the investigation and prosecution, then you are eligible to have certain of your out-of-pocket expenses paid by the state, such as medical expenses that weren't picked up by insurance, a certain amount of lost wages, some counseling benefits, maybe a few $1,000s for a funeral or burial expenses, those types of things.
If someone right now, and I'm sure someone right now is listening who has either themselves experienced a crime or who has family members who've been affected and they don't know where to turn, how do they start?
Oh, they can start by calling our National Crime Victim Helpline, which is 1-800-FYI-CALL. And we're available Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 8:30 Eastern Time. And we can answer crime victims' basic questions and refer them to local services right in their community.
So that's FYI call, 1-800.
Yes.
Overall, when you think about how things have changed, I'm thinking, for example, of something like the crime of rape. There was a much greater stigma in the past against what the person who was raped, what their morals might be, and all sorts of speculation about them. And now there seems to be an acknowledgement that this is a crime that is not based on whether or not the victim is a good person. Do you think there's been some forward movement?
Well, I would say there's been some forward movement, but we still have a long way to go, especially with sexual assault. And this harkens back to what Ms. Hawkins was talking about, where so many victims feel that they themselves were to blame. This is especially true for sexual assault victims who feel as though they're being blamed and questioned by the criminal justice system or others in their community. There's still far too much stigma to the crime of sexual assault, which is why it remains so underreported.
Well, Susan, thanks for the information.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That was Susan Howley. She's the public policy director at the National Center for Victims of Crime, and she joined us from NPR's headquarters in Washington, D.C.